Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160 is the number to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Woca-Cola is making news. Apparently, it's trending on Twitter, and even the woke crowd seems to be sort of upset by this. According to the New York Post, they're being slammed for, quote, diversity training that urged workers to be less white. Coca-Cola employees...
What the hell does that mean?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I've got a slideshow that suggests what that means. It was a confronting racism course offered by LinkedIn Education and allegedly utilized by Coca-Cola. In the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel that they are inherently superior because they are white, reads one of the slides, allegedly sent from an internal whistleblower and posted on Twitter. Another slide suggests to try to be less white, with tips including be less oppressive, listen, believe, and, quote, break with white solidarity.
Okay. Well, at least you're not asking people to talk with affected accents or something like that.
That's true. On Monday, LinkedIn said it had pulled the controversial course featuring interviews with sociologist Robin DiAngelo, the author of White Fragility. The Confronting Racism course featuring Robin DiAngelo is no longer available in our course library. At the request of the third-party content provider, they licensed the content from, said LinkedIn, and it was ultimately because the professor that they included didn't actually support the idea. But here's a screenshot of the slideshow here. To be less white is to be less oppressive,
wow,
be less arrogant, be less certain, be less defensive.
So the certainty thing really bothers me. As a just sort of a genetic know-it-all, I operate in a world of certainty. I'm certain when I'm in uncertain. You're like, I'm certain when I'm wrong.
You're also arrogant.
That I am. So and arrogance is not by any means something that is somehow relegated to just white folks.
No, it's a ridiculous claim.
And you're only arrogant in some regards. I mean, sure. When we were talking about the computer system earlier, you were like, be as condescending as possible because you know your limitations.
Yeah, I'm not very good at that particular thing. But, as far as it... One of the things that bothers me is that I've read in the sort of some of the anti-feminist prattling out there, the feminist prattling out there is that logic is somehow considered an anti-woman, a racist kind of thing, right? And that really bothers me. The idea that good thinking, the kind of thinking that came to us from the Greeks, is somehow racist. And that logical fallacies are somehow supporting those who are outside of the, whatever the power structure, some rambling nonsense. This, of course, leaves out I've also heard it claimed that being white is like playing life on God mode. I mean, come on. How many people are poor and white out there?
Just go to any trailer park and tell me those people are playing anything on God mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But moving forward in this article, also, quote, listen, believe, break with apathy, and break with white solidarity. D'Angelo insists that she was unaware that she was being featured in the course because she didn't create them. She was unaware that the videos had been re-edited in that way or that they were being marketed as a course training on anti-racism, since the way the content was put together did not accurately represent the way she would facilitate that type of work. Coca-Cola denied that the training was mandatory for employees, Newsweek reported, but...
I don't think Coca-Cola bears any responsibility here, other than sort of hiring LinkedIn, which is a widely respected business, company that's sort of B2B company, and saying, all right, you're going to take care of this stupid training that we have to all go through? Here you go. Coca-Cola, what? I mean, this is Coca-Cola is a funny joke, but this is a LinkedIn problem.
I think it's a Coca-Cola problem. Don't you think they have some responsibility to vet the material that they're making mandatory for their workers?
Absolutely.
I think that in a world where everybody's gone insane about race and gender and height and good looks and every other thing out there, you know. By the way, I'll say it again. The only privileges are wealth, attractiveness, and intelligence. If you've got those things, it doesn't matter what color you are, and it doesn't matter what gender you are, you're going to be successful. If you don't have any of those things, it doesn't matter what color or gender you are, you're going to be unsuccessful, because those are the actual privileges.
Okay, but my question is about Coca-Cola's responsibility for making this mandatory.
Coca-Cola probably should have, culled through this a little more, but I'm not surprised in this world where everybody's like, hey, you person who's going to be deciding whether or not we implement this program are completely unqualified to implement this program because you're a racist, sexist, white, homophobic a-hole, right? Like, at this point, as a heterosexual, white, cisgendered male, I could not make the choice for a large company as to whether or not they should have a course, because I would say, this is absolute poppycock, and you're obviously an insane person for suggesting it, right? I mean, like, that's where it all be coming from.
Not the idea of an anti-racism course. You don't find that to be nonsense, do you?
I tend to think that most of the things, the vast majority of things that we call racist in this world at this point are not. I don't like racism, but I know what racism is, and I could even define it. However, I just had to deal with somebody on Facebook recently who was calling something misogynistic. And they're like, well, I don't mean the old definition of misogyny. I mean the new definition of misogyny. I'm like, what the hell is that? Crap you don't like. You know, things that are said, some of the hoi polloi were talking about how some superheroes in the Marvel series are attractive. Women are attractive, right? It was just all that. And somehow that's misogynistic.
They were all attractive.
That's why they got jobs as, wait for it, movie stars. You know?
So the fact that they found the women attractive was misogyny?
So it got taken off by the scared ad men before I could really get to the point that this guy was trying to make. But his first point was he wasn't using the old definition of misogyny, which is hating women. And that's what it means.
Where are you having these conversations?
Facebook.
Why?
Why?
Where?
I thought it was odd that the guy said it, so I wanted to ask him some questions.
But where is this? In like a Marvel fan group?
It was
something?
A Marvel fan group, yep.
Okay.
There was actually a picture of all of the female characters.
Did you tell him he was homophobic for not finding the men attractive?
I didn't. I never got a chance to respond to his response. It had all the women standing, and then... the guy who plays Peter Parker, Tom something.
I don't know their name.
It's Tom something, Holland maybe, sitting on a couch in front of them, which is a meme, a reference to a meme from the internet where, a pornographic meme from the
internet. Casting couch.
Maybe casting couch or something like that. The suggestion sounded like they were going to sodomize him with Stark Tech.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I thought was amusing.
And they decided that this was... Now, what is their new misogyny? Because you defined old misogyny as hating women.
New misogyny is stuff I don't like, things that I don't like people saying about women.
Did they ever get around to defining that?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
Really, I mean, basically it was like, you aren't commenting on their attractiveness. He commented on some things that have happened in the past in the group, which of course I didn't see, which has nothing to do with calling something that is sitting right in front of me misogynistic. If anything, these women were empowered. In this particular situation, none of them were scantily clad. I mean, all of the Marvel women get to wear pants. Not in the comic books, but in the movies they do. So, I don't get it.
I don't either. And I didn't watch the movies well enough to remember exactly how they dressed at all times. But I seem to recall Black Widow wore some, at least some pretty tight outfits.
Scarlett Johansson, in my opinion, is probably the most attractive woman in the Marvel series. But yeah.
Well, none of them were unattractive, but it's certainly not misogynistic for people to find other people attractive.
Black Widow is actually a Russian double agent in the comics, so her attractiveness is part of the character. She has sort of a, not a superpower, but she has the means and the ability and the desire to attract powerful men and to use their power against them. So yes, I mean, she's supposed to be attractive.
So Coca-Cola denied that this was mandatory for employees, but multiple workers said that it was in fact required. But it's been removed now. But Coca-Cola, it is a funny joke. 603-283-6160. There's more about this woke culture and the problems it represents for actually interacting with other human beings.
Did you have a Coca-Cola this morning?
I don't drink soft drinks.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You can call in, talk about anything that you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Ian, and Mark. And Bitcoin is on sale. So if you still don't know anything about it, head on over to Bitcoin.com. They have there everything you need to know about cryptocurrency, neatly organized by your needs. And there's really no longer an excuse or a reason to ignore this important world-changing information. Bitcoin, for those who aren't aware, recently came close to about $60,000. I don't remember exactly what it peaked 58 at.
58 something.
But it's since fallen down to about 48,000 right now.
I think it scraped 45.
Yeah, it got pretty low. Yeah. But, you know,
pretty
that's
low.
Bitcoin. Yeah. It's on its way back up already for those people. I saw news articles today about how Elon Musk lost billions of dollars.
Oh, he's no longer the richest man in America, or the world right now.
Because of his Bitcoin
purchase. Are you sure about that? I'm pretty sure he is still...
That's what the headline said. I'm not sure about
it. Well,
anything.
Tesla bought the Bitcoin. I don't think it came out of his personal...
That's a good point.
But how much Tesla stock does he have, and then you can figure it in from there.
Well, I don't care that much.
Wasn't he the richest man in the world before Tesla bought the Bitcoin?
No, Jeff Bezos was.
Okay. Well, either way, last week we were seeing articles say, oh, he's already made X billions of dollars on this Bitcoin. And today the articles are saying, oh, he's already lost this amount of money on
this
Bitcoin.
But here's the thing, and I'm glad you brought that up because I thought about putting that in show prep for tonight. And I was just like, it's not really worth. Anyway, the point I wanted to make about it was that he hasn't lost anything because he hasn't sold yet. And all these media people are like, we lost billions of $30 billion overnight. Well, no, he hasn't. He doesn't have dollars. He's got Bitcoin. And he still has the same amount of Bitcoin today that he had yesterday, unless he sold, you know, out of desperation or fear or whatever.
Which he probably
did. I don't think he did at all. I suspect he knows enough to hold on for the ride. So he hasn't lost anything. You don't gain or lose until you sell.
Excellent point. But if you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can find news articles there at news.bitcoin.com for all the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you, because bitcoin.com is your source for everything cryptocurrency, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, bitcoin.com. So, Mark, you have a related story. I don't know how related it is. It's about people being crazy, though, so I guess that makes it related.
Well, I've got a couple of stories today that seemed sort of very strange. There was a situation where a woman at Smith College, and Smith College, for those that don't know, has got to be one of the most woke places in America. This is a all-girls college in Northampton, Massachusetts, and the staff member, she's a staff member there, and basically... They had some trouble, I think it was in 2018, that somebody called one of the staff members or faculty or whatever racist, that there was an investigation on that accusation and nothing was found that was not found to be true. Now, I don't know. Maybe they are racist. I have no idea. But what we can see is that on college campuses over the course of the last 5 years or so, young people appear to be far more interested in social activism than they are in, say, being all they can be academically. And
I'm sure that's true for some segment of the college crowd.
Yeah. Well, the ones that's getting press. How's that? I mean, when Yale...
Well, yeah, because, this is a straight-A student with a 4.0 GPA going on to get their doctorate,
right?
Is not newsworthy.
Agreed. At Smith College has never been known for its academics, or not recently been known for its academics. It has been known for its social activism.
Okay.
I mean, Smith College is the, you know, if you were a young woman and social activism, gender activism is really your thing, then...
So it's always been about, you know, creating the sort of ultra-progressive woke crowd culture?
Yes.
And teaching them how to be activists?
At least it's been that way for a very long time. Perhaps okay. Not when the oldest of our listeners were in college, was were the Seven Sisters, colleges like this, some of which don't even exist any longer. A friend of mine in Quaker Meeting, who's in kind of in her 70s, is a Wellesley girl, as she refers to herself. At 70, she doesn't qualify as a girl, but that's how she identifies.
Sure. So, the staff at the school was accused of what?
So a faculty member was accused of racism by a student.
Okay.
Just racism. Not like, they hit me with a whip or anything like that, just racism. And then the college investigated, and of course there's all this hoopla, because who do you, as a conservative, who would you want to accuse more of racism more than anyone? The liberals! You know, so the conservatives are going after them, the students are going after them, you know, these are stodgy old neoliberals, and they're bullcrap, and it's, these white women have always been getting it better than us women of color, and it just keeps going on and on. The rambling, you know, is out there. So this...
I haven't followed this at all, and your synopsis of it is not overly clear. Now,
okay.
Who are the colored women who entered into this?
Women of color. So this is Smith College, and it is an all-women school.
Right.
What they have been attempting to do over the course of the last several decades is to increase their, you know, their palette of shades of brown and tan, steadily.
Among their staff or among their students?
Among their, so there's three categories of people here, and it's important. Students, faculty, and staff. They're working on increasing the color palette in the students and the faculty.
By faculty, you mean the teachers and the administrative staff? And
Right. And the staff, however, is drawn from the locals in, you know, Massachusetts, which is going to be a largely white place.
Like groundskeepers, janitors, that sort of thing?
Yeah, people are watching over the, you know, the houses and that sort of thing. So this lady is some kind of staff, and she seems to watch over the, she's like a house marm or something like that, and watches over the students, make sure they don't do anything bad. Well, so the staff, who are, you know, the lowest level workers there, are all white. And the students, who are pretty privileged if you're going to one of the best schools in the country, and the faculty, which is well paid.
Is it one of the best schools in the country? Because you just said it's not known for its academics.
You can get hired. Well, if you're hiring somebody from Smith, then you're hiring wokeism. You've got your okay. It's like three credits of woke instead of just one.
Gotcha.
You know?
And so it looks good on a resume, but it's not really one of the best schools.
What are any of the best schools the best schools?
I don't know. I think college is a waste of time.
Harvard won't tell your grade point average. They'll just tell whether you graduated or not.
Okay.
All right? So if you get a D at Harvard, you get agreed, if you graduate with the lowest score possible in your class in Harvard, you're still a Harvard man, even if you're not a Harvard man. You know, I mean, what are you getting with a Harvard student? I don't know anymore. I think that all of these schools are infected with a disease of the mind. And it's not that I want a world where women and people of color are treated badly. I want a world where everybody's treated fairly without any recognition for their gender or their race or anything like that at all. But when somebody brings up an accusation, then, you know, it's immediately looked at as though you're the next Hitler.
I would tend to agree with you. I would prefer race and gender and all of these other things to just not be included when we're judging people.
I wish they didn't exist.
Judge them based on their behavior, their attitudes, their demeanor, whatever.
When I went through the Smithsonian, they told me that race was a social construct. I like that, and I can make an argument for it.
Would you care to?
Yeah, I will.
603-283-6160. Mark is about to argue that race doesn't exist. 603-283-6160. If you want to call in and talk about it, this is Free Talk Live.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump is one of many wishing Tiger Woods a speedy recovery. His spokesman tweeting a statement for Trump where he called the 45-year-old a true champion. Trump giving Tiger Woods a Medal of Freedom in 2019. Woods is in serious condition after the crash Wednesday morning. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying that there were no signs of impairment when they arrived on the scene of the crash.
Well, we're looking at signs of under the influence of either narcotics, medication, alcohol, odor of alcohol, all these different things that would give you an idea in their behavior, but there was none present.
President Biden spending his day meeting with black essential business workers. The White House also announcing the president will be heading to Houston, Texas on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News. The spotlight is on the massive security failures during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Two Senate committees calling a joint hearing and Senator Rob Portman of Ohio saying that lawmakers must find out why the Capitol was so vulnerable to attack.
Some witnesses have suggested that there is an intelligence failure. We need to know whether Capitol police officers were properly trained and equipped to respond to an attack on the Capitol.
Residents in a state hit hard by the pandemic will be receiving another stimulus check.
California lawmakers on Monday cleared the way for 5.7 million people to get at least $600 in one-time payments, part of a state-sized coronavirus relief package aimed at helping lower-income people in the Golden State. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will sign it into law on Tuesday. People who are eligible for the money should get it between 45 days and 60 days after receiving their state tax refunds. That's according to the Franchise Tax Board. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, Talk Radio, you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number. If you want to talk about something, you can. Whatever's on your mind, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Mark. And we are, of course, here in Keene, New Hampshire, crypto mecca. And it's made possible almost entirely because of AnyPay. And AnyPay 2.0 is here, which means crypto payments are now faster than ever if you're using the Edge wallet, handcashbitcoin.com, or Dash wallets. If you are, then your experience will be smooth and lightning fast. But some wallets aren't ready for the impressive new technology. And the wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible and reach out to the wallet programmers, encouraging them to make payments perfect at anypayinc.com/upgrade. It is a lightning fast payment system, and it does allow you to actually use cryptocurrency at the point of sale in a lot of cases. Some of these places have actually integrated it directly into their point of sale system, like Corner News here. It's
pretty sweet.
I prefer the tablet, though, because the QR code on that little card reader is so tiny, and the room you have to work is so small. Like,
most people won't have to ever do that, though.
That's
you just use AnyPay, and it works great.
It does. It works flawlessly. So, Mark, you've been regaling us about this story about this all-girls college.
Smith College.
Where the staff is almost entirely white, if not entirely white. And by staff, we mean the grounds workers, the lowest
level. Everybody is not faculty. Like, I'm not a teacher, an educator.
Yeah, but if you were to have asked me 30 minutes ago what the difference between faculty and staff is, I would have said they're synonyms, Mark.
Right.
And I imagine most of our listeners, as we're making these distinctions.
I imagine that this is a distinction for Smith College and not, and maybe perhaps colleges all around America. I don't know. I haven't spent time on some elite college campus in America. It's just not my shtick. I got my degree from the School of Hard Knocks. So, I don't know.
It's a more useful degree, I would argue.
Well, it has served me reasonably well. And what her complaint here is this this woman who is today, I believe, resigned. Her name is Jody Shaw. And she is a staff member. She is not faculty. She's staff. And basically her claim is that the college is so woke that they're the opposite of woke now. Like they've crossed the line and gone the other direction. That reverse racism has kicked in. And I have a...
Well, that's been the case for a long time. I mean, earlier you basically quoted Martin Luther King Jr., who said that, you know, he dreamed of a day when a person was judged by the content of their character. But you're considered racist now if you say that.
Well, I don't think you're considered racist for it, because they won't say that actual quotes from Martin Luther King Jr. are racist. But if you live like that, then you're racist. If you live like the content of one's character is the most important thing about them and not the color of their skin, you are clearly a racist. Now, saying it, you know, like, oh, well, you did say content of your character, which, gives you a pass, because you're allowed to say content of character. You're not allowed to say, you know, actions and behavior. Actions have consequences, and behavior is going to result, and, you know, negative behavior is going to result in negative consequences or anything like that, because that's bad. Outcomes must be equal. But, you had asked me whether, to defend the notion that race is a social construct. And I have come to this conclusion.
For the record, I agree with you. I just wouldn't care to make the argument.
Okay, so I'm going to make the argument. First off, the people that obsess about race in what I would consider the most negative of fashions believe that there are three or perhaps five, different races. So
I would assume those are Hispanic, nope. White, Asian.
Hispanic's a mix, so they would be considered Asian by these people's standards, but you could include the two fifth ones would be Aboriginals and American Indians kind of thing.
Okay.
The big three are white, black, and Asian, or Mongoloid, as they used to call them in the past. It's a pretty nasty little word. And Negro's definitely gone out of style. So, you know, you're not allowed to use that term. Or I guess it's all context dependent, right? You'd be allowed to mention the United Negro College Fund, but you wouldn't be allowed to use the term Negro. Anyway, so white people are, for instance, a little factoid I like to spit out. White people from Eastern Europe are less genetically diverse from people from Eastern Africa than people from Western Africa.
Okay, what now?
So you got a person from Eastern Africa.
Uh-huh.
They are more genetically similar to people from Eastern Europe.
Okay.
Than they are from people from Western Africa. And that's because Africa is a hard place to travel, especially prior to roads.
Okay. And makes sense. I mean, there's a giant desert between West Africa and East Africa.
And thick jungle, and it's just not the kind of place, Yeah, it's always been heavily populated, whereas, but whatever, that's just the case. So, therefore, you can't really make the claim that there's a race called black, because we're all from Africa. Some of us left and long ago, and then the skin colors changed for a variety of reasons. You'll notice that many Asians have similar colored skin to many white people, and that's probably because living in colder climes, having lighter skin has some advantage from an genetic standpoint, or that some genetic advantage goes along with white skin, and maybe it's just an afterthought.
You mean an environmental advantage.
Right. So you might be able to claim that Asian is a race, and you might be able to claim that white is a race, but you cannot claim that black is a race because it is so many different races. It is in fact, the race, human race. So all of this argument...
Well, that would be equally true of any white races. I mean, the people in Europe are drastically different from the people in Ukraine. They might be more genetically similar, but at what point along these genetic similarities are we saying, okay, at this point... At 99.996%,
they're part of the same race or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. So
it's an arbitrary delineation point.
Scientists have not been able to find something called race. They can't figure it out. Hmm. Now, our lying eyes say, "Huh, there's a black guy, there's an Asian guy, there's a white guy." Right? Like we know what a race looks like, but there's no definition of it from a scientific standpoint because you can't determine what makes a race a race. If I am closer genetically to a man from Ethiopia than I am, than that man is to a man in Ghana, then am I the same race as the Ethiopian? Obviously, our lying eyes would say no.
I mean, we all know this to be true because if we took like 1,000 different people, ranging from extremely pale to very, very dark,
yeah,
and we just asked you, say, okay, pick a point at which this group is white and this group is black, it's an impossible task.
Yeah, find the point for me. And it gets very, very difficult. So that's why I fall back to race as a social construct. But understand that there are people right now who are making a living, including this Woca-Cola, this company that's giving racial training to Coca-Cola. Those people are actually making money about telling people, don't be quite so white. And so there's a lot of money surrounding this whole who's white, who's oppressing whom thing.
Do you agree that gender is a social construct?
No. In most cases,
the genetics of race are real, even if the race is not. The sex.
Right. So black people have black children, white people have white children.
Gender is not.
So
if one is a social construct, they both have to be.
If you want to distinguish between somebody who is of a certain sex and a certain gender, right? Like so if you want to distinguish between those two words, I grew up in a world.
I think they have to be separated.
Fine, but you understand I grew up in a world where they were the synonyms.
Yes.
Okay.
Incorrectly, but that was how they came to be viewed over time.
They were, so it was always that gender suggested how you felt about yourself on the inside, and always that sex suggested...
No, gender initially was basically just a synonym for category,
uh-huh,
but over time it became associated with sex.
I think
it just sort of...
It seems like people who are desperate to make this a thing made, one word mean one thing and one word mean another, which is fine if that's the world we live in, so long as I got the rules and the definitions, I can live there, but I'll go head-to-head with you on this one, sure.
Well, they sort of just took it closer to its original meaning that they could change the meaning of it. What do you think? 603-283-6160. Maybe you disagree with Mark. Maybe you think race is real. Give us a call.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've been discussing this problem on the left that is just becoming a bigger and bigger issue, where just about everything is considered racist or misogynistic or, in a lot of these cases, simply existing as a white cis person or white male or even a white trans person, you must be racist because they've equated being white to being racist, which obviously is racist.
It's clearly racist. Judging somebody by the color of their skin is like the definition of racism.
But see, they've changed the definition to incorporate this power dynamic that, oh, you have to have this prestige and wealth and power in order to be racist.
Well, is it so then a
you can't poor, be racist if you're the majority.
So a poor
minority
white man can be racist with no problem?
No, because
I know a lot of them.
No, because he's still part of the majority.
Well, he's not. I mean, there is no majority, right? There is no, in, you know, the world or America or anything, there is no majority anything. White men are not the majority. Admittedly, historically, they had more power than they do today, and we can look at history and say that when people are, when their power diminishes, they tend to caterwaul about it. And this is the thing I try to keep an eye on as I talk about these things. I certainly don't want to be one of those things. But I will point out, while everybody's pointing out how they get to be not, privileged, I spent 8.5 years in prison for a crime I didn't commit. I am actually, and I am not exonerated, it is actually legal for the United States government and governments around the world to discriminate against me, and they do regularly. Canada will not let me in. Japan will not let me in. They turn me around on a flight. The United States government will not let me own a gun. So it would be better for me to be a young white woman without a felony record than it would be for me to be an old white guy with one.
Well, sure, but you're factoring in individual circumstances and individual's life.
But I know what it's like to be discriminated against.
Sure.
More than any, like, I can talk about more instances of discrimination than the vast majority of people out there that are complaining about discrimination.
I'm not going to touch that one, but I will point out that you're right, and every individual's experiences are going to be different. You know, you have plenty of trans people who have never faced any discrimination. Well, I don't know about plenty, but they certainly exist. And in fact, being trans in a lot of these communities, like if you're a trans person in California, you're basically in a place of privilege.
San Francisco,
yeah,
or something.
You're privileged there. You're not discriminated against.
I don't know what that's like. I wouldn't say, but I can say this as far as being trans. Although it may be uncomfortable not to wear women's panties for you, you know, you want to do that. You can choose any day you want to be a man, should you wish, right? Like you can dress that way. I could dress.
I could
like
put on a pair of pants.
You could. In the same way that I could wear a dress, can wear a pants.
Plenty of women wear pants.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying, what I'm saying is that you could pass for a man any day you wish if that somehow...
I don't think that's true.
Okay. I think that there are plenty of people who can decide not to be trans that day if that's what they wish to do, and they can pass if they need to pass. I cannot pass as a not convicted felon. Anytime any employer or government agency wishes to look me up, I'm a convicted felon every single day I don't want to be. You are a trans person every day you want to be and not a trans person every day you don't want to be. I think there's a distinction to be had there.
I want to discuss that a little bit further. But
I mean, there are some that are probably, you know, like so far gone or whatever. But I mean, you know, like I could pretend to be a woman. You can pretend to be a man, right?
Not yet. Hold off on that. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
In our rush to exchange away our innocent dreams of raceless ways for us and them and we and they, what would we tell MLK?
I don't know. What would we tell him?
We tell him we're sorry. We screwed up.
Well, if MLK
is
the arbiter of what is racism and not racism, and I don't know why exactly he got to be the one that is that.
I would say
what
he
happened
was,
to Booker T. Washington, you know?
I would say he was probably the most well-known proponent of egalitarianism.
I like, guys like W.E.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington. I felt like they had some very firm grasps on what discrimination was. And
did
what
they get assassinated?
They did not.
That's probably why.
But they lived in a world of discrimination.
Dave?
I actually called to talk about something else.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
So the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire has announced that Justin Amash, the former state representative, Congressman will be their guest.
Is he no longer a congressman? Did he resign or lose an election?
I think so.
Oh.
He's going to be at the LPNH convention. Again, I think he's just going to be joining virtually. But I think it's kind of fun because I just started naming myself after him in computer games. Like when I create a character in a computer game, like an online computer game, I'm Justin Amash.
Why would the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire invite a Republican?
Great question.
I think he changed his...
I think he's Libertarian Party now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he changed his party affiliation.
Not that that really
What
matters,
happens when you name yourself Justin Amash in a game? Do people come to you and say things, or what?
They don't seem to know who I am, but the idea is that it's just, you know, you're there anyway. Why not give free publicity to the most prominent Liberty candidate in your country? Which it seems to be him, maybe next to Ron Paul. I mean, he's not a candidate anymore. So
Macy's probably worth a mention.
Didn't he bail on running for president as a libertarian in 2020? Like, he made a big to-do about announcing it, and then, like, 3 weeks later, he said, no, never mind.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
I don't recall, but you're correct. He was a member of Congress, and he was actually the first member of the Libertarian Party to serve in Congress. However, he was elected as a Republican who then changed his registration to Libertarian, and then he immediately lost his reelection.
Did he actually run for reelection?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't follow him that closely because... Go ahead.
He seems to be on sort of the same track that Ron Paul, you know, was on in the 80s, so it's conceivable that, you know, 10 or 20 years, he could be a very powerful candidate, but I will see.
According to Wikipedia, in May of 2020, he announced he would not run due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And he also then would not run for president as a libertarian. And then in July, he implied he would not seek re-election to the House, saying that he would, quote, miss his representing his constituency in Congress. So he changed to a libertarian basically in the last year of his congressional term. And
clearly with the intent of running for president as the libertarian candidate.
But he changed his mind about that real fast for some reason.
And he knew he would lose re-election if he ran as a libertarian.
Almost a guarantee.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. I mean, obviously we're not going to get libertarians in the House by not getting libertarians in the House, so we have to do that in whatever way it happens. He was my favorite, and I miss him.
The libertarians in New Hampshire, I don't know what the party's official stance is, but I've seen a number of the people who are involved in the party advocating for masking, and I find that to be very off-putting. So I'm surprised they're even having a convention. Are they actually going to physically gather in a place?
Maybe they have a Zoom meeting.
That's what I'm wondering. Do you know, Dave?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to see Amash, active, and it's good to see him active in relation to New Hampshire, because in the past, the big mistake, the big wrong turn that I think happened in the Ron Paul movement was that Ron Paul never moved to New Hampshire like he indicated he might do. And he was talking about, and I heard him say it in person, that he was thinking about running for governor in New Hampshire. And
he can't do that.
Who is he?
You talking about Justin Amash?
No, Ron Paul was thinking about running for governor in New Hampshire, moving here, joining us, and running for governor. Nothing ever came of that. If he had done that, it would have had an electrical effect on the
state. Yeah, he would have had to have done it 10 years ago because it takes seven years
to be qualified to run for governor.
Correct.
That's the same for Senate too, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So to be a state senator.
This is a speech he made in 2007 where he said that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of great people who could move here, and sadly they haven't. So unfortunately, until we can get more people to migrate here, we have to keep having strangers, like Justin Amash at conventions. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if they actually could have somebody from the libertarian movement in New Hampshire speak at the libertarian convention and actually attract people to it?
That would be awesome.
Maybe they saw how the libertarians treat each other in New Hampshire, and they said, I don't want any of that.
No, they treat each other like that everywhere.
But there's not very many of them.
I find the libertarians in New Hampshire to be really friendly. I mean, there's a lot of division between, like, the libertarians in this place and
that's what he's talking about. That's what the libertarians constantly fighting with one another.
Well, we have several Telegram groups dedicated to it, so it's not surprising. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-61.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.